Jones Pilot.
Hey, cool. You, Strider.
Do I need to buy another drink? What's the issue? What am I going to
do?
All
I'm saying is maybe take the hood off, put a smile on.
A smile. I gotta get out of here, right? And by the way, I was wanking. Can We Add Arnie fans, we've got some huge news.
Correct, Alan. Can We Add Arnie is coming to life at Perth Fringe World. Two nights only, February 5th and 6th at Evergreens in the Leederville precinct.
Yeah, tickets are only $25 and we vouch 100% success rate when it comes to adding Arnie to any movie. But you can see up close and personally how we get that sausage made, baby.
Delicious. The evening will consist of games, prizes, and just the right amount of audience participation.
We've worked pretty hard to get that right. Get your tickets right now at fringeworld.com.au. Don't miss it. Can We Add Arnie live at the Perth Fringe World? Buy tickets now to save us stressing about a huge financial risk.
Now let's get on with the app.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like an apple, we're right, baby.
Yeah, but we're rotten in the core.
A couple of bad apples over
here. Well, look out.
We've got a worm inside of us as well. Bored its way in.
How are you, Corey?
I'm good. And how are you, Alan?
I am well. We are doing a movie today that I absolutely adore. I watch it at least once a year.
Same.
I haven't read the books.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. That's what I'm going to do this year. That is my New Year's resolution. I am going to read Lord of the Rings. I read The Hobbit.
Hobbit's a great, like, I would read The Hobbit once a year.
Yeah.
Because it's
once a year? Who's got time?
It's an easy read.
Okay.
But Lord of the Rings is a tough read.
It's a long, like, when I tried to read it, like, back when I was a teenage boy, and I was, like, the movies came out, I was like, I want to get into this.
Yeah.
I never got out of the Shire. Like, it was just,
it goes for a long time, and there's no boobies.
No boobies.
As a teenager.
Yeah, and that was very frustrating. So, it was hard to read. But we are doing the first one, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
In hindsight, we probably should have made this episode one of the year.
Yeah, that would have been a great idea. Oh, well.
Instead, we did Unforgiven.
No, but that was the plan, and then we took a week off.
Yeah, we did. That's true.
Because we're lazy.
That's true. And you can't blame a couple of lazy boys.
No, you cannot. And thank you to everyone else who has not been lazy by adding to our Facebook group at Can We Add Arnie with suggestions of characters that should be added. We're going to draw one of those bad boys now, and I've got Will Smith trying to write a rap about the movie.
Oh, that's a really bad
one. What is it? Will Smith trying to write a rap about the movie? Because I guess there was that phase, right? So Men in Black, he had that. And then there was the other one.
Switch?
Yeah. And that was for Hitched?
Might have been, yeah.
I don't know what these things are called. But Will Smith's in it, and he'll be in this one, some random point.
Okay, I'm putting my foot down now.
Yep.
I'm not being Will Smith.
I'll be Will Smith. I'm just going to do a rap. How hard is it? Have you heard his raps? He rhymes like the basic stuff. Actually, he is pretty good.
Did he do a rap for iRobot?
I don't think so.
He loved his pumpkin pie in that, remember? No, you don't you touch my pie, man.
I thought we weren't doing the voice.
Oh, sorry.
So he'll appear randomly. Synopsis, please, Corey.
All right. Set in the mythical land of Middle-earth, Frodo Baggins, a young hobbit, inherits the One Ring, a powerful artifact crafted by the Dark Lord Sauron. The ring's destruction is the only way to ensure Sauron's defeat, and Frodo joins forces with an eclectic fellowship, including Gandalf the Wizard, Aragorn, Legolas, and others. They embark on a perilous journey to Mount Doom, to where they must destroy the ring, but are waylaid by several challenges.
Yep, that sums it up. Plenty of challenges going on. Look, what's there not to love about this movie? And with the addition of Arnie, we could love it even more so. Critics love it as well, 91%, audience 95%. It's pretty good.
It's a banging movie. Actually, the amount of people that were linked to like the cast as well, like I think familiar one for a lot of people was Russell Crowe and Aragorn. He was meant to be Aragorn.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know any of these like castings that were meant to be that didn't end up being.
Yeah. Sean Connery was meant to be Gandalf, but he turned it down because he didn't understand it.
It's just a bit too much literature. At which point do I pull out a gun? It's hard to understand. So what am I, some kind of wizard? What is a Saruman? So the Saruman and a Sauron.
Is there a Shire woman?
There's too many Shires. It's a Shire.
What's a Shire?
I'm so glad he was not cast.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
And then finally, David Bowie auditioned for the role of Elrond, but backed out due to touring commitments.
That would be amazing.
David Bowie as Elrond. Gandalf.
Look at me. I've got the ring, you dangerous little sexy hobbits.
You need to throw this into the belly of Mount Doom, Isildur. What are you doing?
Yeah, I wish that had happened, actually.
Yeah, me too.
It would be very distracting, but yeah.
That's all the fun facts I have about casting.
There's some great facts there. Where are we going to add Arnie Butt?
So the first one I was thinking, and this is almost like a created deleted scene, which we've done in the past.
And I love them.
I thought, because in the books, now I'm going to show a bit of...
No, I knew this was going to happen. This is why we didn't do The Passion of the Christ. How many times?
In the books...
Oh, far out. Go on.
The time span between Frodo being given the ring by Gandalf...
Yeah.
...and then them setting up the fellowship and going away, it's several years.
Okay, yes.
In that time, surely...
Yep.
...Frodo took the ring to a jeweler... To get it valued.
Absolutely.
And I want it to be Arnie's jewelry store.
Tring! Went straight for the same bell. Look at us go, eh? Someone's in sync. Hello. Come on in. Ah, young Master Baggins. How are you?
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello. Wow. Let me just get down a little bit closer to your size. Hey, so
you're really big for a hobbit.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, when you drink and you eat all the milks and you have all the things, I'm not smart. But I am a jeweler, one of the best.
I bet you don't read much, do you? You wouldn't read a 3-trilogy book, would you?
I certainly couldn't get out of the Shire. Anyway, what is it that I can do for you, Master Baggins?
Oh, I've got this ring that I was given by, you know, Gandalf.
Oh, yeah, the cool wizard man. He comes here, has fireworks everywhere, smokes all that ganja. Yeah, man, he's a cool guy. You're friends with him.
I'm friends with Gandalf.
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah. You guys probably have like a real cheeky relationship where you start really stern with him and you kind of like erupt into laughter. You know, like in that scene at the start where he's like, you're late. And he's like, oh, a wizard will rise exactly when he means to. And it's like, ah, ha, ha. You know, that sort of relationship.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, that'd be rude. Okay, anyway, show me this.
Oh, see, I was doing it then.
You got me. You got me, you Baggins. You're so funny. You're nothing like those Tooks anyway. Give me the ring.
So what I've got is this ring he gave me, and I just want to get this ring valued.
Yeah, cool. Can I? Was it in the envelope here? Do you want me to open it, or what do you want to do?
Open it up. It's quite cool.
Yeah. Ooh, it is cool to detach, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gold doesn't only do that. That's
no.
So cool.
Throw it in the fire.
No, not yet. I just want to touch it a little bit longer. Wow, it's so cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So you're just letting me hold
this.
He said
it was a... Gandalf said it was a hand-me-down.
Yeah, but it is. It's so cool.
That's what I mean.
But yet somehow it still looks precious.
You've changed.
Yeah.
What's happened?
I don't know. Should I put it in the fire? Should I touch it again? It's pretty hot.
It's quite
in the fire.
Cool.
Let me do it. Oh, it is cool, isn't it? Yeah, all right. Oh, it's got a little bit of... What is this on it? It's got a little writing.
I think it's like some kind of Elvish.
Yeah, I don't know what that language is. That's crazy.
Side note, I don't know the language. I'm not speaking it.
Where? What? You do know it.
No, I don't.
What do you mean?
Sorry, I was breaking character to be Corey because I knew you were going to accuse me of being a nerd.
No, no, no. No, I'm still in character and you are a fucking nerd. Okay, so I'm looking at this cool ring. It's so good. All right, cool. All right, well, what did you want to know about it?
I
want a value or something,
I've been thinking of moving out of Bag End. Bilbo's getting on in life and he needs to downsize.
Yeah,
so we're thinking if we sell the ring, we could buy a little small thing, maybe a little bit closer to Bree.
Yeah.
Because there's a lovely bar there.
Oh, yeah,
the Prancing Pony.
The Prancing Pony is beautiful.
Yeah,
Barlam
and Butterbur, he's the proprietor.
All right, you are a fucking nerd. All right. God damn it. All right, what... I'm going to beat you up after this podcast today. All right. All right.
I just want to know how much.
Best I can do is... I like you, Frodo. You're a good man. I'm going to do you $80.
$80?
Yeah. $80 cash. Right now, I got it in the till.
Okay, so it's, you know, the government's not going to come after us. The Middle-earth government. So that's pretty good.
No, this is behind the scenes. We don't even need a receipt for this one.
But I think it's worth more than that.
You can negotiate if you want.
Here, I'll show you the little feature.
No, I'll hold on to it, if you don't mind.
I would like the ring back.
No, I'm going to hold on to it. Any counter offer there?
Okay.
$4,000. I'll give you $4,000 for it.
I think we need a little bit more.
A little bit more
just
than 4,000?
Just a little bit more, because it's a little bit, you know, a house near Bree.
Yeah.
I'd like a view.
What? How much money are you looking for?
I'm looking for about 10.
$10,000?
$10,000.
Best I can do is 6.
precious. Sorry, what? Sorry, precious.
What was that?
Nothing.
No, that's my precious.
Shut up.
Tring.
Hello. Oh, God, that thing's back again. He's always going through all the rings looking for stuff.
It's me, Gollum.
That's your Gollum? Oh, wow. Who's the nerd now? My turn.
Brussels.
Get out of here. We're doing business. Couldn't you see the sign said we're closed?
Yeah, get out of here, weirdo.
Cartels.
Smilder cars. The roads in the fronts. Well, anyway, so I'll give you what? $9,000. $9,000, okay?
You know what? I might keep it.
No.
It might go up a little bit more in value.
No.
And I could probably sell it later on.
Prizes.
Or I could throw it in a mountain. I don't know.
That's a dumb thing to do. It's so beautiful.
Give me that.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just think about it every waking moment for the rest of my life until you come back. You can bring in the other guy now. Hey, regret. What can I do for you, man? Do you want a ring or something?
Rings.
Okay. I'll give you the best I can do is earrings. They're hoop rings, but...
Brussels.
Yeah, I think that showed more about you, Corey, as a person than anyone in the scene there, to be honest.
Your golem's phenomenal.
Well...
Like, that was...
Unfortunately, he doesn't really appear in Fellowship too much.
No, he doesn't.
So maybe when we do the Two Towers, he might make a bit more of an appearance.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit of a tease.
Oh,
for
next year?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Is the podcast really going to be going that long?
Well, I'm surprised we made a year.
That is very true. And cheers to that.
Yeah.
Some scene I'd like to do as well. I'd like to... Would you mention the name of the bartender of the Prancing Pony?
Yeah, that's Balaam and Butterbur.
So this is the moment where the hobbits, they've got the ring, they're going to Emerald City. I don't know what it's called. That's it. Wizard of Oz. What's it called?
Oh, yeah, Rivendell.
Rivendell. They're going there.
Yeah.
And so just as I say this, I can hear your anger of like, say the things properly. People need to know.
It's Rivendell, idiot.
So they bump into Aragorn at this point.
Strider. Goes what? By Strider at that point.
Okay. I'm going to punch you in the face. So they... So this is an iconic scene where, you know, Frodo, there's all this stuff going on and the Frodo falls down, the ring falls on his finger. It's like, wow, big moment. But I love the idea of Arnie being the bartender, kind of watching things going on. Because, you know, bartenders are fairly observant because you got Strider sitting in the corner watching in the
smoking
window,
a pipe,
looking like a creep, right? You got the hobbits getting up to no good. They're having a good time. So let's make Arnie the bartender.
Yeah.
What's the bartender's name that you actually know for real?
Balaam and Butterbur.
He's that.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Hello.
Just four
Welcome
hobbits
to the
here.
Prancing Pony.
Thanks for having
it's
us.
It's my bar. My name is Balaam and Butterbur.
Of course you know
a
that.
Super common name.
Yep.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, so we need four rooms, hobbit size rooms if you have them.
Oh, you're staying the night.
We would love to stay
the
night.
It's so good to have you here.
Yeah, an honor.
Welcome to Bree.
Thank you for having
us. I'm actually the governor.
Wow, that's cool. You're busy man.
I run this place.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Well, we need four hobbit-sized rooms. We're going to stay the night and, you know, we're going to get dinner and have some drinks, have a good time with everyone. And no further questions, but...
No questions,
we're here on
course.
Hobbit business.
No questions cost a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
Okay, you can ask three questions. That's cheaper. Then.
Okay, number one, are you okay all sleeping in one room?
Yeah, normally we do it in a drawer, so that's perfect. Yep, we'll sleep in one drawer. Yep.
Number two, is this like brothers or partners?
Yeah, kind of. We're all kind of brothers in a way. You know what I mean?
Three, do you know that guy in the corner staring at you?
Oh, no.
Because he's been looking at you ever since you came in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that's all my questions. Would you like a beer?
No, I have questions.
No, beer.
Oh, okay. Could you talk to him while we drink our beers? Would that be okay if you just sussed that out?
Tring.
It's me, the cops. Hey, kids, have you got an ID for those beers?
We are all in our 40s, so yes, we're not kids.
I need to see some identification.
Here's my... This is me, yep.
Frodo Baggins. Sounds pretty made up to me.
Nope, that's my real name.
Okay, and you there, Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah, that's a real name.
And you, Peregrine Took.
Now that sounds made up.
That's made up, buddy.
Yeah, no, that sounds made up. It's not, but it's his real name. You think he'd make that up? He has to live with that.
And you, Meriadoc.
Is that his name?
Meriadoc.
Meriadoc?
Yeah.
Meriadoc. Only if you ask nicely.
All right, this checks out. I'll see you guys
later. All
right,
cool. All right, awesome. All right, well, I'm going to...
Hey, you, Strider. In the corner, mate. What's your name?
Hello.
Oh, you're so mysterious.
I hope you know that you're disturbing me right now.
I know, but I'm
I own the place. As you can see, my name is on the wall. What does that say up there?
I forgot, but it's definitely your name.
It's a pretty easy name to remember. Barlaman Butterbear.
Yeah, rolls off the tongue.
This is the prancing pony.
I'm currently doing something right now.
It better not be wanking under that cloak.
No.
Because we have, what does it say on that wall?
It says no waking under the cloak.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I it's weird. When I walked in, it was the first sign I saw, and I was like, is this the right establishment for me? But then these four young men walked in and I've been staring at them ever since. So
And that's kind of why I'm here, man.
Okay, am I oh, I'm being weird again, aren't I?
Granted, they're adults.
Oh.
They're hobbits.
Cool.
Yep. I know they're familiar. They're over like 25. I gave them beer. Cops checked them out.
Yeah, I saw that.
But from behind, kind of look like children.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And so you...
I knew they're adults. I'm not a weird guy.
You'll know, but not everyone else
knows. I just want to let you know my hands are above the table.
I know, but you smoking, wearing...
Are we not allowed to smoke inside now?
You're allowed to smoke.
God, I miss the 90s. I miss the 90s.
No, you can smoke here.
Oh, thank God.
Gandalf does it all the time.
Oh, you know Gandalf.
I know Gandalf. Do you know Gandalf?
I know of Gandalf.
Oh, great. This is going to make this a lot...
Do I know Gandalf?
You totally know Gandalf at this point.
Because he sent him there to kind of...
Yeah, Gandalf sends you there to look after.
Okay, I didn't know
situation.
That. You know what I mean? Like, nah, just kind of...
It was planned.
It was planned. Okay, cool. Let's go back. All right, cool. Yeah, I know Gandalf very well. Yeah, he actually, between you and me, and this is strictly between you and me, sent me here.
Oh, great. What are you doing here then?
I'm staring at these men trying not to be seen. You know, some people can make themselves invisible. But I'm very good at that.
You're not at all. You're literally sitting in the most well-lit corner of the pub.
But it only shows my face.
No, I know.
Some would argue the bit that you want hidden the best.
I get it. But everyone's now going, what's the creepy dude looking at the four kids for?
And they're not kids. They're men.
We know they're not kids, but no one else knows.
Okay. So what am I going to do? Do I need to buy another drink? What's the issue? What am I going to do?
All I'm saying is maybe take the hood off. Put a smile on.
A smile.
Don't look at the kids so much.
They're not kids. We've been over this.
You know what?
Yeah.
How about...
Oh, the one just disappeared now. Shit. Oh. I was talking to you and the one just disappeared. Ah, man.
Look,
I gotta get out of here, right? And by the way, I was wanking.
Ah, that's against the rules.
I know, I'm leaving.
Did I hear wanking?
Get out of here, Golem. Stop trying to insert yourself into this movie. You don't belong yet. Son of a bitch. Yep, that scene went perfectly. I would like to, when people think of Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, there's a bunch of big moments. One of the big moments is that moment where they're all sitting around in a circle, and they are figuring out the fate and what is going to happen of this to this ring of power.
And the Council of Elrond.
Oh, God! Damn it! Yep. The Council of Elrond. So I would love to have Arnie in this scene because we do see a few different characters in the background who don't really say anything, like Gimli, the dwarf. He's got like a bunch of dwarves around him.
He actually brought his dad with him, Gloin.
Of course he did. Boromir has like two other dudes there as
well.
I
don't know their names.
Of course you don't. You got a bunch of elves. You got all sorts going on. But I'd love to have Arnie as one of Boromir's men. Now, we already...
Because this is that famous scene where he goes, one does not simply walk into Mordor.
That's right, Boromir. And so I want to start the scene from... We've already had the moment where Boromir has gone and... I think this is the extended version, by the way. Now who's the nerd?
You are.
Where he kind of goes to grab the ring at one point. He's like, why shouldn't we have this power? And then he's like, whoa, Boromir, calm the hell down.
Yeah.
And then like, so we take the scene from there. Arnie is one of Boromir's men. You're Boromir. And everyone else, you nerd.
Why shouldn't we have this power? We need the power. The power to save Middle-earth. I'm going to take the ring right now. I'll just grab it.
General, sit down, Boromir!
Sean Connery?
This is too much power for one man. This is the... Oh, wait, I just speak in the... Remember he talks in that dark language?
Oh, he speaks in the black.
He's like... Rah, 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 and everyone freaks out. Anyway, fast forward.
That's my
favorite. Hey, just for the record, I know we're all trying to figure out like what we're going to do with the ring. And I know I'm just some guy and I'm Boromir's my king. I love him. Man. You know,
You're not just some guy.
Yeah.
You're my older brother. Not Faramir.
Oh, who am I?
You're Garamir.
Ah, you knew me well. That was a test. Yes, I am Garamir. And I just wanted to say that if we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with the ring, Boromir is so cool. Like, we're on the way over here and we're like traveling from Gondor and there's like so much war going on. And I was like, hey, if you end up getting like the Ring of Power, would you like use it to save the world? And remember what you said, Boromir?
Yeah, I said to him,
I'd use it to make 1,000 chicks.
Remember, that was a cool thing to say. 1,000 chicks. I remember, because I remember going, wow, that's crazy thing to say. And you totally wouldn't use it to, like, you know, be corrupted and be evil or anything. Oh,
that's what I also said.
Yeah.
I also said I wouldn't get corrupted because I got a heart of gold.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
And I'd take my brother Garamir.
Yeah.
I'd take my other brother Faramir.
Love that guy.
And we'd go on a little holiday to the Grey Havens.
Yeah, Grey Havens are so good this time of year. So, like, you know, Gandalf, Gimli, I think Legolas, is that what your name is? I don't know, you don't talk too much, and then you do talk too much. But anyway, we would love to, like, take the ring off your hands. We'll take it to Gondor, then we'll go a little holiday.
Well, freaky deaky, it's me, Elrond. I'm gonna weigh in right here. I need to talk to you, Garamir.
Yeah, please. It's just you and me here and everyone else in the circle. What's the little man doing? Anyway, keep going.
The little man over there. I don't know. What are you doing, Samwise?
I was just hiding in the bushes. I'm sorry. I'll go back to the bushes.
Samwise, you get out of them bushes Merry and Pippin, and you come join us. Isn't that right, Gandalf?
I will allow it. Yes. Yes, I will. You all sit down. Sit down and we decide the fate of this ring. Now, Elrond, you were saying?
I was saying Garamir.
Yeah, yes. Feels weird like I'm being singled out right now, but
Don't you think that your mind is being corrupted by your brother?
Ring? No, man. Baromir is so good for this. Baromir is like the man. We always like, if you have a thing in Gondor, we always say, in Boromir, have no fear, because he deals with everything. And then we have another phrase, which is, if you want lots of fear, leave it with Faramir, because he's shit, man. Just talk to dad. He's like, oh my God, he's like so shit.
We have one of the worst dads you've ever seen. Well, he loves us.
Oh, loves us. Not me as much as you, bud, Boromir. Let's be honest.
Look, if we're
gonna... He loves you like cherry tomatoes. Loves him. Nom, loves him. He'll eat him disgustingly, but he loves him.
He does love me. He loves you, Garamir.
He tolerates me.
He's a little bit like Faramir's bit of the posties. So.
Oh, he hates Faramir. Hates him so much.
Yep.
Yep. If Faramir was here to deal with the ring thing, I would not be saying Faramir should have the ring. He's so shit.
You wouldn't trust Faramir with a ring.
No way.
One does not simply give Faramir a ring.
Absolutely not. I would not even like, not even a wedding ring. No one could love him. He's such a loser. Anyway, so give us the ring. We'll like totally take care of it.
All right, Garamir.
We should use it as like a weapon.
This is not meant to be used as a weapon.
What do you want to do with it?
I think we should defer to Gandalf and see what Gandalf says.
Yes, I think we should. I think the ring needs to be destroyed in the belly of Mount Doom and Mordor. Yes, sounds good to me. Then what are we waiting for?
Yes, Gimli. You could.
Yes.
What will you bring on this journey?
My axe! And my can-do attitude. I have a good one. We're dwarves, you see. And we have a can-do attitude and giant axes.
Well, I'm not going to go on some journey with some little dwarf-looking fellow.
Yeah, me either. He's, like, so small and, like, hairy.
I bet he doesn't even have a wife.
I've got several.
Do I have some?
Yeah, they're hairy.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I show him my axe, if you know what I mean.
What does he mean? What does he mean, Gandalf?
He means sex. Anyway, there's too many characters in the scene. I think we should move it on. Do we all want to make a vote? Oh, by the way, Boromir, there's no chance in hell we're giving you the ring. You can't be trusted. I don't care what. What is his name again? Garamir? Gonorrhea? Gonorrhea. I don't care what you have to say about it.
My brother's name is not gonorrhea. It's not syphilis.
Yeah, that's so
it's
rude.
Not crabs. My brother's name is Garamir.
Garamir. And yes, I might have those things, but I'm a pretty cool guy. Not as cool as Boromir. He's so cool.
All right, boys, let's get down to business. We'll cast our votes. It's either yes, we do a fellowship to Doom, or no, we give the ring to Boromir.
Oh, cool idea. Okay, well, I vote for Boromir.
That's
one vote for me.
Boromir.
Gimli, you want in on this?
No, I do not.
Okay. What about you, Legolas? You've been so quiet.
Oh, I suggest that we do.
Legolas, you in or not?
No, I think we go to Mount Doom.
Ah, I knew he was going to say that. Your son would be... What about you, Samwise, eh? What about you, man? You look like you want to go home.
Mr. Frodo.
What do you think?
I think we...
Boromir is so cool, man.
You can hang out with him.
I don't trust this Boromir. I say we take the ring to Doom.
Okay, all right. Well, I have one vote, Boromir. Boromir, what do you think?
I think we should give the ring to me.
Yeah, 2 votes. Anyone else?
It's 2-2 at the moment.
2-2. Wait, I think in the votes.
Gandalf, what's your vote?
He's made some good points, actually, Boromir. You promise not to do weird shit with it? Because I'm starting to lean your way. Garmir's made some good points. All right, 3 votes for Boromir.
Well, it's me, Aragorn, and I vote for Boromir as well.
Oh, that's good news.
He made some compelling arguments. He made some compelling arguments about those 1,000 chicks.
1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 for Boromir. Everyone else is. Everyone else voted for Mount Doom, damn it. Oh, well. All right, well, I'm not going to Mount Doom. That's so far away. Boromir, good luck with your quest.
Does this mean we're not getting 1,000 chicks?
No, and I think you're also going to simply have to walk into Mordor.
But one does not simply walk into Mordor.
You've said that before, classic you. All right, good luck. Bye. See everyone.
Well, this went better than I thought. You know what? Let's celebrate and throw over to our good mate Will Smith as he wraps up everything that just happened.
Well, this is story all about how the ring got destroyed in the big mountain as we went with the fellowship, bunch of people, including Gimli. We ran for a walk, it was so fun. Then there was a random fire monster man. He tried to get Gandalf, and Gandalf was all like, keep your motherfucking wife's name out of my motherfucking...
Freaky deaky, good stuff indeed, Will.
Thank you, Will Smith. Well, that scene was magnificent.
And that was one of the greatest of all time, dare I say. I think
so. Balrog, I did kind of touch on him for half a second. That's the big fireman that fights Gandalf. I would love to see Arnie voicing him.
We should wrap that one up with him, shouldn't we?
We really should.
He's the biggest, baddest kind of demon if it ever was one.
So true.
I'm not going to go into the lore of the Balrog. It's too deep.
There's a slight mention of it in Rings of Power.
There is.
Yeah. Do we not want to touch on that at all?
Rings of Power?
Yeah.
That was it's a trash show.
No, don't say that. It's actually not bad.
It's bad.
All right.
You know it is.
No, I like the second season actually came good.
Search your heart. You know it to be true.
No, I will not search my heart. I never did. Never will. All right.
So you think that... Okay.
You shall not pass. You there. I am Gandalf the Grey.
Look at this little man there.
Are you the bartender of the bar?
I am Balrog.
I'll have a martini, Balrog.
So we're going as Gandalf and Sean. Okay, good. Let's
Gandalf Sean Connery.
I am from the fiery pits of area.
Moria. In the mines.
Because everyone always says, well, Moria, I think you got your number. Gandalf. Hey, Gandalf, by the way, I'm totally big fireman demon. What are you going to do?
Oh, you really dropped that kind of scary charade.
Well, just for a second, I think we should talk as friends. So there's a bunch of you guys. You're coming through my caves. Gosh. In my mines. You're trying to get through the other side. Dangerous. You know the dwarves got in trouble by the orcs and goblins down here.
Wish we did. We parched them. I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay, what's your questions? I'm just going to, don't mind me, just rolling up my whip while you're talking.
That's a pretty impressive whip.
Thank you. Yeah, look at the fire that comes off it.
It's a little bit kinky.
A little bit. All right, what's your questions?
This bridge, the Bridge of Khazad Dûm, which we're on currently. It's quite narrow and it's got no railing.
Yeah, no, it's very dangerous.
That's what I wanted to bring up.
You want safety?
How did
check.
The orcs pass this across health and safety?
They didn't. It's a little no council recommendations here, just a little dirty deal.
Who was a part of this dirty deal?
Orcs and other people, maybe Saruman. I can't remember. I don't know. We didn't really do any paperwork on this.
This is what happens when you don't have a workers' union.
Correct the mundos. Why you need one of them?
Stop whipping me.
I just a little bit, just see if you like it. Anyway, what else you got for me?
I wanted...
Also, I can totally see them running away in the background. Just chill, everyone. Calm down.
Okay, do you want me to tell them to just chill?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to get past you in a second and go kill them, so...
You misunderestimate the powers of Gandalf.
Powers? What powers you got on me, huh?
I have the power of a good slap.
Oh, yeah.
I got you right back into line.
Yeah, okay. That was a bit...
Did you like that?
I didn't hate it.
I'll give you another one if you're not careful.
Okay, I'll be careful. Okay.
Oh, that's it. You've done it again. I'll give you another good slap.
Okay, we're just going to slap each other on this bridge or what?
I've also got this staff infection.
Don't doubt it, Sean. I mean, Gandalf. Rest in peace.
And I got to say these words for you now.
Yeah?
You shall not get my season pass.
To what?
To my Wizard Weekly subscription.
Oh, man. You just meant you're already denying me things? It's so rude. You come to my Moria, you're going through my caves, my mines, using my bridge.
Don't forget the slap.
And the slap. No, I didn't mind them, actually. It's a bit of a wake-up call. And so you come in here, you're doing all this stuff, and then you say, I can't have you pass to your subscription. You're a rude man. There, I said it. I didn't want to be mean.
I take that offensively.
Yep.
And I'll leave you with
this. I'm going to kill the other guys now.
No, they're already gone.
Let me pass.
They're gone.
Let me pass.
And I'm gonna not let you pass, and I'm going to break your bridge.
Oh.
Watch this. One, yeah. Two, three. A firm slap on the bridge, and it's broken.
Oh.
There you go.
Hey.
And now we're falling together.
Are you going to compensate the whole fall, or is that the next movie?
Well, it'll probably stop about halfway through.
Okay.
Because everyone presumes that I'm dead. Gandalf! Fly, you fools.
Is it fly, you fools?
Fly.
Fly, you fools. I'm making fun of you. Well, that was random.
That was as weird as hell.
I don't know what that was. I don't know how to feel about it, but I know it's going to definitely come up in my next counseling meeting. Anyway, last but not least, and we can do this one quick. I would love to see Arnie as that big orc. You know the one at the end that kills Boromir and then fights Aragorn? You're that big, nasty orc?
Yeah, you're talking about Lurtz.
Of course I am.
His name is Lurtz.
Lurch?
No, Lurtz.
Lurtz.
L-U-R-T-Z.
I want to do the scene where he's born.
Out of the goo.
He just comes out of this goo and then they automatically start giving him like armor and face paint and all sorts of stuff. It must be very confusing. So let's do that.
Yeah, it would be.
Yes, how are we all going with these orcs? You there, is this one ready to be born yet?
Hello, Saruman.
Yes, don't touch me. I'm wearing pristine whites. Your disgusting stuff
does
not come
door
out.
Slapper.
Hello, door slapper. Where are the orcs?
This one is the one you requested.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
The big boy.
A big boy.
You said to us you want him to have thigh muscles like tree trunks.
Like tree trunks. I'm talking a little bit like you. I can't help it. Bring him out of the goo.
After the goo birthing process, we begin.
Okay.
Happy birthday there, Lurtzy boy.
Hello, I shall name you.
Dad?
I will name you Lurtz.
Lurtz? What's a Lurtz? What do you mean, Lurtz?
It's a beautiful name.
What's the origin of Lurtz?
It doesn't matter. Here's face paint for your face.
What?
Yep, now you got a big white handprint.
I got pain in my eyes.
Just a little bit.
Dad,
that's because you represent the army of Saruman.
Who's Saruman?
Hello, that's me.
So you're my dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, I've got pain in my eyes.
Yeah, it's okay. So we're going to put your armor on now.
What?
Here we go. Fit him for his armor, please.
Here comes the armor.
Yeah.
Why am I getting armor?
Okay, and let's give him a sword. Can we get a sword
why
here?
Have I got
give him a sword.
Why have I got all
here
these?
Here you go. What do you think of that one? That's a big, heavy sword.
Yeah, yeah. But
pretty good.
Am I going to war?
Yes. Yes.
I barely educated at all.
Look around. None of these guys are.
Oh.
That's very rude. We're doing our best. I went to Telford, you know. I worked really hard.
Who's he?
I'm one of the orcs, Orcs. And I went to Telf. I learned about metalwork. And I made orders, swords.
Yeah, and I went to.
He's not educated. He didn't finish high school, but I went to Telf.
Yeah, but I did.
I've got a cert 3. Have a bit of respect for us, aren't you, sir, man?
I did woodwork in school.
Yeah, but woodwork's useless, isn't it? And it would be the same with burning all the trees for fuel.
Yeah, but I make good.
Yeah? You got nothing.
I need you to kill that one, the mouthy one, and then kill the dumb one. Can you do that for me, Lertz?
You want, why?
Because you're my son and you do what I tell you. Go kill him.
I kind of like this idea of Tafe. Tafe sounds really good. Like
it's pretty good. Like, I mean, some people in the room did Tafe and they're working out pretty well.
Like, and if I do well at Tafe, maybe I go to, like, Ork University?
Oh, don't dream too big. Like, you're getting your job. You were in a bit of cash, but it weren't, like, I mean... They've got bridging courses.
Dad, I want to talk to you for a second.
Yes, of course, yes.
So, like, what career opportunities do I have? More than TAFE?
General. Commander.
Does it pay more than metalwork guy?
Oh, yeah, I mean, does it? We don't talk in loudness with everyone because... Then unionizing, and we don't need that. But
what's
just,
a union?
No.
I just want to know what a
union
is.
You're already asking questions about wages, and that's already enough for these. What's a wage, eh?
I like the sounds of this union.
I like the money idea, I do. Give us some money, eh? I want to TAFE.
Let's seize the means of production.
Okay, we need to leave. But welcome to the world, Lertz. You're going to go hunt and you're going to kill.
I'm so sorry.
That was a. You're going to go hunt and you're going to go kill Aragorn and Boromir and you're going to kill them all. So.
No, I'm starting to think I'm on the wrong team.
Shut up, Lertz. I'll kill him.
Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? I think we added him successfully, safe to say.
Lord of the Rings is one of my favorite movies.
And really?
It just got better.
Really? Is it? Is it your favorite?
And it just got better.
Hadn't noticed.
It's not easy carrying the intellectual burden on this show.
Tell me about it.
If you loved what you heard, please leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify or wherever you subscribe to the podcast. You can also send us suggestions for movies and characters you would like to appear, like Will Smith rapping, on our Facebook page.
Wasn't that a good one?
And we also have a live show coming up.
We do, Perth Fringe. We hopefully will see you there. All the details at Can We Add Arnie on our socials. Take care.
Freaky Deaky, that's the podcast.
My puzzles.